The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Okay, here we are in Shara Bitochon, Perek Dalet, speaking about the, I guess, unlikely need for putting in our efforts, ishtadlus, as we call it, because of the fact that, in fact, everything is decreed and controlled by Hashem. And the Chovas HaLevavos continues and explains different examples of different areas of hishtadlus. V'chein bali ha-malocha v'aschoiro. People who do malocha, do different types of work, schoira, business, v'aschirus, rentings, and so forth, mitzuvin lachzor al hateref bohem ima bitochon melekim. They too are obligated to put in the effort. They have to do the work. They have to sell the schoira. They have to rent and handle and engage in business to search after their sustenance together with bitochon melekim, together with a trust in Hashem. Despite the fact that they have trust in Hashem, they're still obligated to put in the work. Because they have to know that the sustenance is in His hand and it's in His domain. And he's the one responsible for it, and he fulfills it in according to whichever way he wants. That Hashem will do it, but he still has to put in his ishtadlus. And don't make the mistake, he says, to think that the act that I do to bring about this sustenance, the work, the malocha, the schira, the schirus, is going to help him or hurt him in any way. Interesting line, just to focus what that means. I'm commanded to put in effort. I got to go to work. I have to have a job, I have to have a malocha, I have to have do business, I have to do schirus. But don't think for a moment that anything you do is going to help or hurt in any way. Me'umo! It's irrelevant. I have to work, and yet the work is irrelevant to the results. Amazing concept. A very bizarre concept almost, because first of all, we do seem to see connection between the two. People know if they work, they make parnosa. If they don't work, then sometimes they find that they don't make parnosa. So there does seem to be a relationship. And yet the Chovas HaLevavos tells us no. It says everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is nigzar. Maybe to the person who Hashem knew was going to work that year, to such a person he was gozer his parnosa. To the person who he knew was not going to work, this guy's lazy, he's not interested in going to work, so to him, he didn't decree parnosa. However he does it, I don't know. But the Chovas HaLevavos, Torah tells us that there is no relationship. You're mechuyev to do it, and we explained before, you're mechuyev to do it, it seems, because you're not supposed to rely on miracles. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to have to do miracles for us. He wants to deliver to us in the non-miraculous way, because in the non-miraculous way, He doesn't use up the merit as much as we have, and therefore we could save it for later delivery. But if we rely on miracles, then we are forcing Him to use the merit that we have, use up that merit, because when a person has a miracle done for him, that it reduces his schuyos, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do that, because he'd rather give him that ultimate payment. But that's all irrelevant to the results. The results all come from Hashem, everything we do. And it's really, one might almost consider it frustrating that I have to go through all these things and I'm only going through the motions. However, the truth of the matter is that when one looks at it that way and says, all my work, all my effort, all my business is just going through the motions. So why do I have to go through the motions? So you know what we've done? We've transformed the business day to mitzvahs. Imagine if I spent the whole day sitting in the sukkah, learning, doing mitzvahs, chesed, other mitzvahs, minol mamokim, minol mechavir, the whole day, all I do is mitzvahs. Wow, I feel great at the end of the day, I did so many mitzvahs. Well, that's what you did. I was mishtadl. I did the mitzvah of hishtadlus. Hinani mucher amzuman to do the mitzvah of business. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is because that's what I'm supposed to do. That's not what brings my parnosa. I'm not even doing the mitzvah of sustaining my family because my family is sustained by the gzera from Hashem. But Hashem wants me to do it this way. He wants me to go through it. If we're on that level, unless we're on the highest level, like the Ramban says, like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, then we don't need any hishtadlus. We could sit and learn and everything will happen for us. But over here, he wants that. That's what we have to do. So I'm doing it. So in reality, my boring, mundane, frustrating, worldly business experience can really be transformed, if that's what I'm obligated to do, to an asik hamitzvah all day and all night, whatever I'm doing, because that's what I'm mechuyev to do. It creates a new simcha sachaim. If doing mitzvahs creates a simcha, if doing mitzvah gives a sense of purpose of creation, most people work, ono amelim, vehem amelim. But if the amelus is not only amelus ha-Torah and brings us reward, but even the amelus in business is a mitzvah and it brings reward because that's, we're doing it, l'shem mitzvah, because really it doesn't have anything to do with the sustenance. Wow, what a feeling, what an inspiration, what an uplift. It can give meaning and purpose in the ultimate sense to every mundane action that I do in my life. I imagine that's what the picture of the Ovos Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Roye Tzoin, shepherds, shepherding the flock, Rabbeinu Shalom. They had more important things to do. No, but whatever they did, that was a mitzvah. That was their mechuyev to live in this world, and those are acts of mitzvah of the highest order. If a person could feel that way all day long, everything he does, he sits in this business office and he's doing all kinds of things and it seems very little to have to do with anything spiritual, but it's all really spiritual because that's not the way to make your sustenance, it's migzera. It certainly has a very uplifting power. Vim yovoy loy tarpoy alponim me ofnei hasibas sher sasik pohen. What happens if your sustenance comes through some of the efforts that you put in? Very interesting. Sometimes the sustenance dafka doesn't. In fact, we just had an interesting thing. We had some of our chever from the yeshiva went out to collect money, Purim, and some of them were not too pleased with the tangible results that they brought back in their hands. But at an incident, one or two saw an incident that showed them that, hey, you do this, and it comes from someplace else. Well, sometimes Hashem does it that way, bedafka. So I shouldn't get confused. I shouldn't think that my efforts are what brings in the money. My efforts are what brings the parnosa. My efforts are what brings the sustenance. No. Your efforts are a mitzvah. That's what the Torah wants you to do. Ein simcha l'anes. This is what you have to do. And the sustenance, that comes from someplace else. And today you shouldn't make the mistake to think that it comes from there. I'm going to show you that it comes from someplace else. So he says, so he's doing this. He says, and if it happens that it does happen to come from your actions, it's appropriate that he shouldn't rely on this siba. No, say, hey, when I do this act, it brings in money. I saw, I did this, I pressed this button, I did this activity, I sold this chayra, and it brings in parnosa. Oh, I'm going to do it again, do it again. I'm counting on it. This is what does it. You shouldn't trust in it. And shouldn't rejoice in it. And you shouldn't continue to be strengthen your commitment to it. And put your heart to it. Because by so doing, you'll weaken your bitachon. By relying, by counting, by seeing the success of my actions, by recognizing that my actions were crowned with success, there's a grave danger, the Chavis Al-Lova says. You'll start to think that it's your actions. Yicholish bitchoin and my bitochin and Hashem will be weakened because I will see it not as directly coming from Hashem, but as crowning my actions with success. So I did it. I worked. I did a good deal. I'm a smart businessman. I got my MBA. I'm shrewd. I know what's going on in the world. I made a good deal. I made a good investment. And I won. Ooh, I feel great. My efforts were crowned with success. And the Chavis Al-Vavis says, don't think that. But he says more than that. Not just don't think that because it's not true. But he says, ki yecholesh bitchoine belekov. His bitochen in Hashem will be weakened. I don't understand. My bitochen will be weakened? I did something. I trusted Hashem. and I put in an effort, and it worked. Fakert, if anything, that's the crowning glory of success, of bitochen. I see my bitochen made it happen. My bitochen helped. Why is it going to weaken his bitochen? The Teretz is because if he allows himself to pay attention to what he did and say that I participated in the process, in a sense, I'm taking the focus away from Hashem and I'm putting the focus on my actions, and therefore that's going to undermine my trust. My trust in him is not complete because I'm trusting him to do it through me, which means I'm contributing to the process. No, I don't contribute to the process. The Briska Rav once told my father-in-law that, Zichrono Livrocha, that every Rosh Chodesh, when he would give out the stipend to his kollel, he never had an idea where the money was going to come from for the next month. And if ever he thought of a certain person to get the money from, it never worked out. And I explained to my father-in-law, I said, I thachira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting the Briska Rav from Altif Tchub Nedivim, not protecting him from this Nisoyan. Because if ever the thought that he had would have worked out, it would have done something to weaken the Bitoch. Because he sees, I do, and it works. I think, and I go, and it happens. I'm participating in the process. I have a pesakoyach. It diminishes a little bit that total focus on Hashem. But when I know I do, and it never works out, I see, the more effort I put in, the less it works. I put in effort here, it comes clearly from someplace else. It has nothing to do with my effort. Now I realize that it's all from Hashem. So the crowning my efforts with success can weaken the bitochen. Ach ein roi loy lachshav ki soilenu yoyisi b'mashe kodem b'tasav. You shouldn't think that anything he does is going to help him more than that which Hashem has decreed is coming to him. Al yismach b'dov kobo v'sibuvoy oleh. Don't rejoice in clinging to those efforts and surrounding yourself with them or running after them. Ach yoyde ha'boyre sheretrifu achre giyosoy. Rather, you should thank Hashem that gave you your sustenance after you worked. I worked, and Hashem gave me sustenance, and I thank Hashem. I don't thank myself. I don't attribute the credit to the efforts that I did. When I succeeded with this brilliant business strategy, I have to make sure, don't gloat in the strategy, in the accomplishment, in the wisdom, in the bringing to fruition of these brilliant efforts, but rather I thank Hashem. Hashem, thank you. This is not, it has nothing to do with this. It only has to do with that. That's what a person should thank Hashem and be careful. And we thank him for something else too. There is an element of that he didn't allow all my work to go for nothing. That you eat from the sweat of your brow, from the work that you put in, Ashrecha v'tevloch, you're going to be happy and good for you, because you also feel that my efforts were not to naught. So part of what we have to thank Hashem for is what he gives us, and also that he didn't allow me to put all this effort in and not get anything, even though the effort has nothing to do with what I get. But I have to thank Hashem that the effort actually, there was success, because otherwise I guess there would be a certain frustration in the effort. Even though the effort is not what it's done, but when there is no success, then I just feel that the efforts were wasted. But when there is success, even though I know on the one hand that the effort has nothing to do with the results, but at least I don't feel that I wasted it because I got the results. I got it from someplace else. I did this and it came from someplace else. I thank Hashem that it came. And that I don't have this sense of that I wasted my koiches and I didn't accomplish anything. This is a very, I think, an abstract point that it's kedai to spend some time to internalize and to analyze, because it's very hard to disassociate the two. And it's like, what do you mean? But they're connected, but I work and I get. I don't work, I don't get. But that person has to realize that, no, it's Hashem gives, and the work is a mitzvah that we have to do, and we should thank Hashem for giving it to us, because we didn't bring it through our work, and we should also thank Hashem that at least the work wasn't for waste. At least with all the effort that I put in, I don't feel that I didn't get anything. So at least, that he did in fact help me. Not an easy feeling to have. I'm sure that I've mentioned here at least once the Sipurnu that says, Ono Hashem Hishiono, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. On Ono Hashem Hatzlichono, he says we should be Matzliach to do the right Ishtatlus, to do the appropriate effort. He doesn't say we should be Matzliach, that our efforts should be crowned with success. It seems that our efforts are never crowned with success. Ono Hashem Hishiono, save us. That's the crowning success. That has nothing to do with our efforts. Then after we ask you to save us, which is an independent system of Hashem dealing with our problems, then we say, listen, you want us to do an effort, you asked us to do ishtadlus, you expect us not to rely on miracles, please help us to be matzliach, to do the right ishtadlus also, so that we should fulfill that mitzvah properly. But not that that is going to be crowned with success and that's going to bring us the end results. The Omar Echo min ha-chassidim, and one of the chassidim said, Ani toma, I wonder. Somebody gives his friend that which Hashem has decreed is coming to him. And then he says, remember what I did for you? Look what I did for you. You don't appreciate what I did for you. Look what you did for me. Hashem did it for me. You didn't do anything for me. And then he reminds him. And he begs you, please thank me for it. Thank me. Don't you show appreciation. Look what I did for you. He says, and he's Toma. He doesn't understand. It doesn't make any sense. What are you asking this person for thanks? You didn't do anything for him. You tried. Shem did it. Even more, I wonder. Somebody who got something through someone else. A person that he has to give it to him, and this guy bows down to him, and he's mefayis him, and he praises him. He says, this guy doesn't bring it to him. Who says? It's very possible it was there already. It's going to happen another way. You're nothing. You're not the cause of my getting anything. Why am I getting so beholden, I'm praising you. What am I doing? It all comes from Hashem. You are just an agent at best, and you're really not the critical factor that's making it happen. I have a personal experience which maybe I shared at a previous time. But I think it's very appropriate over here. When we began the yeshiva in Los Angeles many years ago, so the Malabatim were told that they shouldn't worry about the fundraising. You know, we have a shutuf. We have a shutuf that underwrites everything. And he'll take care of us. It was a couple of months into that new system, whatever, and I was in a meeting, and I asked this fellow, I said, I need $1,000 for tomorrow, maybe you could help me. And as the guy's taking out the cash and counting it, he says to me, I don't understand, where's your shutif? You said you have a shutif. And I, in my youth, and my naivete, I guess, said, I don't get it. And I said, what's the difference to you whether the shutif sends it this way or another way? In other words, I viewed it, he's giving me the $1,000, my shutif's sending it to me. So, and that's really the proper view. It's the shutif, it's not him, it's the shutif. He's at best an agent, and in reality, whether or not he gives it, you'll get it, because it's all minash shemayim. So it's really from the shutif. And I discovered that this individual was very offended, because here he is, he's giving me his hard-earned money, and I'm thanking the shutif. So I guess the pshat is like this, that we have to realize in our hearts that it's not the person. It's all from the shutif. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't do anything if we weren't supposed to get it, and he couldn't do anything to stop it if we're supposed to get it. And even what he does, we're just going through the efforts, and he's just participating in those efforts, but it's all min HaShemayim, it's all from Hashem. Mitzat Sheni, the lesson I learned from that is that since, and I believe the Chavis HaLevavos says this someplace else, that to the person who is the Shliach, we're supposed to be Makir Toif, because even though he did nothing in actuality, it's all from Hashem, but he had the Rotzen HaTov. He wanted to do good. His desire, his choice was to do good. He made that choice. And for his Rotzen HaTov, for his kindness, for his good desire, for his good intentions, it's for that that we do have to thank him. And it's important, I think, for people to see that even though in our heart we know that even a shliach is only a mere shliach and doesn't really have any power and it all comes from Hashem, but mitzad sheni, because of the person's choice to do good, we have to be thankful and appreciative to that person and let him feel as if it's actually that he, you know, actually was critical in this process. No matter what, roy loy lehisasik basibus. Person, no matter what it is, a person has to work. You gotta go to work. You gotta be mesasik and sibus. And don't weaken up from going after these efforts that you have to put in. When they are appropriate, they have to be appropriate sibus for his midas and for his physical being and for his emuna and for his world, his whole situation, his position. A person has to do his shtadlus, however, it should be appropriate shtadlus to his nature, to his situation, to his means, and so forth. Kasher kidamti, as I mentioned earlier, v'yivtach im ze alalikov, and with this, he should put his trust in Hashem, on Hashem. So, in other words, you have to do the sibus. Royal is sasik pasibus. Yes, that's true. But with that, together with the sibus, put your trust on Hashem, shelo yazveu, lo yarpeu, lo yisalim imenu. Hashem lamoiz b'yom tzora. Hashem is good, and this, he's the source of strength in a time of difficulty. So here he says clearly, a person has to do his hishtadlus, and with that he trusts Hashem. And here it seems he trusts Hashem. It's all trust in Hashem. I'm doing hishtadlus, but what am I saying? I'm not trusting the hishtadlus. I'm not saying the shtadlus is going to bring about any effort. I'm doing it. It's a mitzvah. I eat matzah, I go to work in the morning. I put on tefillin, I go to work in the morning. I put on a mezuzah, I go to work in the morning. I wear tzitzis, I go to work in the morning. It's the same thing. It's a shtadlus, it's a form of mitzvah. But with that, v'yivtach im ze'al elikov, he has to put bitochen in Hashem, that shelo yazveu, he won't forsake him, v'lo yarpeu, and he won't weaken his situation, v'lo yisalim, and it will not hide from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, he strengthens me, he won't hide from me, he's not going to, you know, disappear. He's there. It's clear. I can discover him. If he's not hiding, I can find him. He's accessible. And that's the bitochon that a person has to have, and that Hashem will in fact help him. And here it seems very clear too that it's not the bitochon. He's not saying a person should be misasik and sibois and trust Hashem that whatever Hashem does is for the good. That's not what he says, because v'yiftach ze al hakov shaloi, what? That he will not forsake him, that he will not weaken him, that he will not disappear from him. Tov Hashem, he's good, and that means he will not do this. In other words, it isn't a pshat, well, maybe he'll forsake you, but that's for your best. He's doing what's good for you. It's all from Hashem. No, he won't, and my trust is that he won't forsake me, that he won't weaken, that he won't disappear, and therefore the trust is that Hashem will in fact take care of me. That's the bitochon that he's referring to over here, and that's what he's telling us that a person should have, despite the fact that he does all types of hishtadlus. Same thing applies, just as we talked about here before, sustenance and so forth, we talk about health and sickness. Person has to trust Hashem that he's going to be healthy. He has to try, he has to do hishtadlus in the hasmoda, in the consistent effort to be healthy, in the proper efforts that bring about a person's health. And whatever illness can be pushed off, whatever he could do to insulate, to protect himself against illness, he has to do that too. Person has to have to heal. He should take refuah. He should receive refuah. He should be healed. But without trusting on the sibus habriyos va'acholi, on the sibus of health and sickness that help or that hurt, It's only Birshus HaBoyri. So he's really trusting everything is Birshus HaBoyri. And everything is all from Hashem. And when the Torah says, V'rapo yirape, all that I'm doing is, I'm doing the effort that I'm supposed to put in. It's all a matter of effort. But I realize that despite whatever efforts I put in, everything comes from Hashem. Now he continues. V'chashe yivtach baboyre, and when he puts that trust in the Creator, yirpoehu meicholyu besibo ubiltisibo, he will heal him from his sickness with a sibo or without a sibo. K'moy shenema yishlach dvov yirpoehu. He will send his word and he'll heal him. In other words, he has to realize that when a person puts his trust in Hashem, and here he says too, this is not just speaking about parnosa, this is speaking about sickness. A person who puts his trust in Hashem, yirpo'eyu meicholyoy, he will help him from his sickness, besiba, with effort, ubelisiba, even without effort. He'll send his word, yirpo'eyu, that's even without effort. Interesting. In other words, it's two things. Number one, he says, if a person trusts in Hashem, Hashem will heal him. What do you mean Hashem will heal him? I mean, I trust, maybe. No. Bitochon is clearly a koyach that brings about the desired result. If I want to be healed, and I'm trusting in Hashem that He's going to heal me, He will heal me. Yirpo ehu mecholyo. Besibu v'leisibu. Not only that, even if I do nothing. I'm mechuyiv to go to the doctor, I'm mechuyiv to do whatever I'm mechuyiv to do, because that's the chiyiv to do. But that has nothing to do with the healing. The healing comes from Hashem. And if I put my trust in Hashem, the more I focus on that realization, the more He is going to heal me. Yishlach devor of yirpoim. And worse than that, he says, ve'efshish yirpoim b'dover ha'mazik arbe. He might even heal him with something which really makes people sick. Elisha with these terrible waters, the terrible taste, dangerous, sharipa hezekom b'melach. He was able to, they were bitter waters, and he was able to heal the damage that they caused, putting salt in, and salt is just the opposite. Salt makes it even worse. Salt really, b'teva, would make the water worse. It's impossible to drink. It's impossible to deal with. But no, because it's miraculous, because everything is from Hashem, and it really makes no difference whether you do the Siba, whether you don't do the Siba, and even, he goes even further, if you do the wrong Siba, I'm doing the wrong thing, and Hashem still makes it happen. Because it's all from Hashem, and the Sibas are just really a secondary, not even a secondary, they're just a parallel effort, which has to do with the mitzvah of doing and not relying on miracles, but has nothing to do with the bringing about of the desired result. That it says, where the Pasuk says that the water was bitter, they couldn't drink, and he threw an eitz into it, and that eitz was some bitter type of a tree, something which really should cause things to get worse. But Hashem makes it that even the wrong, even the inappropriate, even the damaging hishtadlus will also make things good, because everything depends on bitochon b'Hashem and not on the form of hishtadlus. And just as it also says in Yeshaya, Yisu develes te'enim v'yimruchu al shchin v'yechi. He took his develes te'enim, which is not going to have any benefit for the warts or whatever, the shchin that he has on his hands. He puts it on, he smears it on, and he's going to live, because it's all from Hashem, and the hishtadlus is really not relevant to the result. Ukvar yodata mashoyo me'inyan oso, and the same what happened by oso kishabotach al reifim. Oso was, I guess, such a super tzaddik that he really shouldn't have dealt with the doctors, or whatever level he dealt with was a little bit too much. He was counting, he was relying on a certain level on the doctors. And he sort of overlooked. He left alone. He left the world of bitochem elikim to deal with the doctor. Not that he left it completely, but on his level, the doctor was enough of a diversion from his bitochem Hashem, and he suffered mehamusar v'hatoichecholoy, and he was reprimanded for this. Ki hu yachi v'yachbosh yimchatz yodav tirpeno, and so that also was reprimanded for this, because he should not have taken that attitude. He should not have gone to the doctor at all. Of course, we do go to a doctor because that's part of the proper hishtadlus. But I guess what the pasuk says, "Verape yerape," that mikan shenitin reshus l'roife l'rapeis, that a doctor has the power to heal. I imagine that what that means is that he's given permission to go through the motions of the acts of healing. Because the reality is that should be forbidden also. Hashem made a person sick. What's this doctor starting up? We're trying to make him healthy. Even though he can't do anything, but what's the effort? The effort is inappropriate. What are you fighting the system? Hashem wants him to be sick. What right do you have to do that? The Torah says the Torah gave him a special right. It says the doctor is allowed to attempt to heal. But the patient, I guess the doctor too, must realize that the doctor is really just going through the motions. And the real healing is all directly from Hashem. And he says, the other area where a person has to have bitochon in Hashem is in yonei kinyonei ha'olam, kinyonei ha'olam, with the acquisitions. V'sibas tarpo, and the causes of his sustenance, v'ofnei asokov, and the type of work he does, b'mischo, b'malocha, in business or in work, v'halichos hadrochim, and if he travels for business, v'minu ischiros of kidus, and if he appoints certain systems to rent, and so forth, v'avedes ha'malochim, v'gizboros ha'kablonos, v'amono v'saporus, and when he works for the king or the tax collector, I guess, and whatever he does, umineh ha'avedus, different types of work, so halichas ha'medboros, so hayamim, one who has to travel on business trips or to whatever it is, sales trips, so hadoimelazim imashim esaskim boys lekabeitz momayin ulaharbes meisur hamichyo. And these are the different things, and all of these things also a person has to be talking about Hashem. These are things that a person does in order to gain money and to. Here he says, "Ulaharbas meisrei hamichyo," and to gain meisres additional to that. In other words, it's not just for the basic sustenance of life, but he's putting in more effort to have even to live beyond the standard, even for luxury, I guess, beyond what's the basics of life. Ofne yeshav bitochon behem alolekim. What is the oifen? How should you have bitochon on Hashem with these things? She yishasek b'mashezim elo haber mehem lebserach sipuko mezono lagia el mashiyesh bo daim in ha'olam. A person should be mesasek in that which Hashem has provided for him, in enough to satisfy that which he needs of mezono lagia el mashiyesh bo daim in ha'olam, in order to reach that which he needs enough from the world. In other words, a person needs certain needs in this world. He needs a certain level of comfort. You know, he can't just sleep in the park as long as he has what to eat. But he needs a certain level of comfort. He has to work, whatever that level is. And if Hashem wants him to have more, it'll happen to him without the terech. You work for the minimum. You do what you need. And Hashem, if you're supposed to have more, you'll have more even without the terech and yegia. Gosh, yivtach olekimbo, to the extent that you put your trust in Hashem. A person shouldn't do too much hishtadlus. Not to do too much and not to rely on them. And here I think is something that's also important to note. We know not to rely on the sibus. A person has to rely directly on Hashem. Well, if a person is not relying on the sibus, in other words, the effort that I put in is irrelevant. I'm relying on Hashem. Why am I doing the effort? So, because you're not supposed to rely on miracles. I put in the effort. So I want to ask you a question. Why are you working overtime? Why? Well, I need extra money. I have a second mortgage now that I have to pay. I have to send my kid to school. I have to this. What are you talking about? The work is what brings it? Your mechuyev to work is not allowed to rely on miracles. So the only thing is that now you're working more because you need more money. You're not relying on Hashem. So the being marbe lachzor lasibus, to do extra work more than the norm of that it takes it out of the gather of it won't be a miracle ain som chalanes, that's just like not relying on Hashem. That's because I'm not really relying on Hashem. What am I working extra? If I was relying on Hashem, I wouldn't work extra. And I guess that's what really comes the word of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta in the Even Yisrael. He has a maimer there where he talks about hishtadlus and bitochon, and he says that the shear of the amount of ishtadlus that a person should do according to the Chavis Halavovis, which is what applies to us, he says, because those that say not to do ishtadlus is beyond our level. So he says, the shir is that it should be efshar al piderach hateva. Should be possible, naturally possible. In other words, make it that it's not a miracle necessarily. It could happen. Not that for sure it's going to happen, because it's all happening from Hashem. But when I've taken it out of the gather of miracle, it's efshar, it's possible, without miracle, and I've done enough ishtadlus. So I guess this extra amount, once you did ishtadlus, that it's possible without a miracle, you should not be marbe lachzal asibus, because that being marbe, what are you being marbe? Well, if you're only doing it, then it shouldn't be a miracle, so stop at that point. Elamai, you're doing more? Means you're not relying on Hashem. However, let's say, for example, I mean, I wonder, it's interesting, Shaila, in times of financial difficulty, when the teva is such that it's almost not efshal piderach hateva, if I just do this minimal amount, you know, the minimum wage went down and people are not paying and jobs are not paying and I need a miracle to survive on that norm. Maybe in those circumstances, a person is permitted to work more. But if he's just working more just to make more money, no, he has to work enough to make it possible without a miracle. If the definition of the parameters of possible without a miracle change, then that might change as well for him. V'im lo yigzru lo yosim in hamozim, im hoyu mishtadlum kol asher b'shamayim v'v'oretz lo hisif olo v'lo hoyu yicholim b'shum ponim. And let's say you didn't have a gzeira that's more than just basic parnosa. Lo yigzru lo yosim in hamozim. You're only supposed to get your basics. Im hoyu mishtalin kol asher b'shamayim uvoretz lo hisif olof. If he did all of the hishtadlus in heaven and earth, he moved heaven and earth to get more than what was nigzar from Hashem, lo yhoyu yecholim b'shum ponim v'loy b'shum sibo. There's no way that he could do it b'shum ponim b'shum sibo to get more than was nigzar, even if he moves heaven and earth. V'chashay yiftach b'elokim. Oh, so that's, he says, so he sees the sibo is not going to help. The extra work will not help. As long the extra work can only represent the amount that I have to work, that it should be not a miracle. But if it's going to represent the additional that I want, the extra is not going to bring the additional. If it's nigzar, you'll get it without the extra. And if it's not nigzar, you'll get it with. If it's nigzar, you'll get it even without the extra. If it's not nigzar, then all the extra work is not going to bring it about. And even though the world seems to look a little bit differently from that, because people do seem to see a relationship between the work that they put in and what they get, that, it seems, is a confusing reality. Exactly how to explain that confusion is a whole complicated thing. Maybe we could at some point go into it. But in the meantime, the Chavos Halavovos tells us clearly, the reality is that Chazal tell us, the Torah tells us, that it's not going to make a difference. All the efforts in the world will not make a difference when it was not nigzar that a person should get. Or if, he says, im lo yigzru lo yosim in hamozim, if he's not supposed to get more than that, it's not going to help. V'chashe yiftach b'elokim. And when a person, rather than putting in all this extra work, trusts in Hashem, v'yimtzo menuchas liboy v'shalvas nafsha, he's going to find menuchas hanefesh, his heart is going to be at peace, his nefesh will be b'shalva, will be at mamish tranquility, ki lo yavrenu chukoy el zulosoy, v'lo yaktim v'lo ya'achem e'itu ha'nigzer loy boy, because that which is supposed to be to him is not going to go to anybody else, and it's not going to come before or after that which is nigzar. If he knows that everything is nigzar from Hashem, he's going to have the ultimate menuchas nefesh. What am I worried about? I don't have to worry. I got to work extra. You don't have to work extra. You got to work because it's a mitzvah to work like any other mitzvah. But it's all nigzar me Hashem. Whether you do more, whether you do less, it's not going to change it. So what are you worried about? I can't find the extra job. What am I going to do? Makes no difference. You don't need the extra job. It's all from Hashem. That's the attitude. If a person has that attitude, then he has true menuchas hanefesh. He's going to be at peace with himself, a life of tranquility with nothing to worry about.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.